Oh, this ski mask is so frickin' itchy. I hate having things like this on my face. It always makes me think I'm gonna get acne because of it. It's probably ruining all my makeup too. Ugh, whatever. At least it covers my whole face. I'm not taking any risks after what happened last time. I still can't believe I made it out without getting caught. Luckily, the night guard at the school is slower than an elderly tortoise with three legs. I swear, he's like an NPC. You just have to study his movement patterns and know just how to avoid him. It's freaking hilarious. Oh, right now, he should be making his rounds in the administration building, which is on the other side of the campus. That buys me about 15 minutes or so to get this done. Oh, better be quick. I'll be fine. It's a simple design, but it'll get the job done. Okay. Here it is. The dreaded science building. Time to take my revenge for all the shit I've been through in this place. I think I'll start right on Mrs. M's window for taking my fan away in class today. Like, what's the problem? I wasn't distracting anyone. The only reason she or anyone noticed I was even using it is because I forgot to turn my ringer off. She probably put me in detention because she was mad I outsmarted her. Whatever. Time for retribution. Nobody comes between me and my phone. Or else... I'm not doing anything, I swear. Wait, you're not a security guard. You're a student. You're that guy from Mrs. M's class. Hey, wait. No, don't run and call the cops, please. Look. Ugh, get this thing off. Look, it's me. It's me, right? You remember me? And the girl who's always getting in trouble. You know, the one who super glued her stapler to her desk. And, drew on her whiteboard with permanent marker. And, oh, whatever, you get the point. Recognize me? Okay, good. Look, dude, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just here to, well, you can probably figure that out already. Why? What do you mean, why? Because she's a giant B-word? That's why. Just like all the teachers at this garbage school. Don't you get pissed off at it too sometimes? I mean, come on. Tell me you haven't wanted to get back at them at least once. Yes. Exactly. They just rule over us like dictators while we can't do anything to push back against them. It's insane. This is the only way to show them that we won't stand for that. Yeah. I'm the one who's behind the recent string of vandalisms here. They're getting better at securing the place at night. I actually almost got caught last time. But who cares? I'm just gonna keep doing it no matter what, until things change. They can catch me for all I care. They can even post my face all over the school and call me a criminal and a delinquent, or whatever they want. I want them to know that there's someone like me who's willing to stand up for what's right in the face of danger. Alright, sorry for dumping my whole manifesto on you right there. What are you here for, anyways? You left your bag in Mrs. M's classroom? Well, that's a lame reason. Tell you what, though. I know how to pick the lock on her door. Hell, I've done it so often, she may as well just keep it open for me. If I get you in there to get your bag, you have to promise me that you won't tell anyone what you just saw. Deal? What? Just because I'm a vandal doesn't mean I can't be unreasonable. You can trust me, okay? I get it. I leave stuff around all the time. Look, do you want my help or not? Alright. Good. Thanks. Here. First, we gotta get into the actual building. It's easy, though. I'll show you. Can you hold my spray paint? Okay, let me just put my ski mask back on first. Sorry, I didn't bring one for you. Didn't know this was gonna be a two-person job. Just, try to keep your head down. Okay. Oh yeah? Oh, you could use your hoodie. That works, too. Look at you, all prepared to break into school property. You're like my apprentice, or something. Alright, first thing you need to do is grab... It's security. We're busted. Run. Ugh, come on. You really think I would be stupid enough to do something like that with someone who doesn't even have a disguise? At least give me a little credit. I don't care if the person looked like me. There are plenty of people who look like me. Besides... Do I do things with an accomplice? You know I'm a lone wolf. Ugh, alright, fine. I'll talk with the principal, but don't think that means I'm admitting to anything. Oh, hey, it's you. They brought you here too, huh? They actually saw your face for real. Look, I've done these things before. I'm slippery. We can talk our way out of this. Trust me. There's always a way to do that. Okay. Well, I've never been in this situation with another person. I promise, I'll get us out of here. Here comes the principal. Hope you're good at lying. Huh? I can go? What do you mean, Principal H? You believe me? You believe I didn't try to vandalized the science building last night? Well, yeah, I said I didn't. But what about him? He's what? Expelled? Come on, you've got to be kidding. I know I'm free to go, but I wouldn't let you do this to him. That's not right. Why? Because it was me. I was really the one who vandalized the science building, not him. He only came here last night because he forgot his bag. I agreed to help him get in. He didn't do anything wrong. I don't care if I have to throw myself under the bus for his sake. I don't care if I get expelled. I hate this place anyway. I just can't let you do this to him when he's innocent. What? This was a test. What do you mean? You knew it was me all along? So what? You just wanted to see if I'd stick my neck out for him? Ugh, that's such bullshit. Fine. Thank you, Principal H. Whatever. Come on, let's go. We got off the hook, I guess. So stupid. Do you want to go get coffee or something? I don't really feel like going back to class after all that. Alright, cool. I know a place. Come on, I'll drive. Here. Cheers to our freedom. That's good coffee. Hey, don't thank me. I was just telling the truth. I was there to vandalize, and you were just there for your bag. No way I was letting you get expelled for that. I'm a delinquent, yeah, but that's only because I don't like the school. I'm mean to the school, not to the people. I like people. Especially cool people like you. Did you ever get your bag back, by the way? No. You think it got stolen? Ugh, that's so shitty. I'm so sorry about that. Don't worry, I know a lot of punks at school that like to steal stuff and sell it to each other. I'll see if I can track it down for you. No, I don't roll with them. They're thieves. Like I said, it's not like me to actually mess with people. I don't do that. Just the school. Why? It's a long story. As a kid, I was always pressured to do well in school by my parents. And I did. I was always top of the class, got straight A's, awards, all of that. But I hated it. Having to work every day and night just for nothing really. Just some letters on a piece of paper. And praise from my parents, I guess. But even then, they just wanted to see me succeed so they could show off to all the other parents. They never really cared about my education. It was all too much for me, and at some point, I just snapped. I stopped letting everyone else control my life and took it for myself. And it was the best feeling. Trust me. Even though I had to shed a lot of people I thought really cared about me. But now I just see they all cared for themselves. Anyways, look, the point is, the word delinquent, it's just a label the school puts on people who don't obey them. And I think it's not right. So that's why I do what I do. Because someone has to. Otherwise, things aren't gonna change. Anyway, I'm glad I didn't drag you along into trouble with me. Well, I mean, I did, but I dragged you out of it too, right? So, you're welcome.